what's the bunny bringing for me on Easter Day? Mom is cooking while we're out there looking for the eggs hidden away. After church, we gather round with family on this Easter Day.
'Back. Happy Easter, everyone, from the bunker, KFNS 590 The Fan, Midwest Outdoor Studios, having our special Easter show on this beautiful, beautiful holiday weekend. Yeah, a little Easter music coming back. This segment is brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine. The April issue's out. We're going to have Mr. Strand on later in the show. Matty G has his Easter basket this morning. I went with Ninja Turtles this year. How you like your basket?
I love me some Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, we're having our little Easter dinner. We missed the Vogler Wagner. We want to throw out best wishes to him.
Yeah, get well, buddy.
Get well, buddy. Get back in here. It's kind of empty in here without you. And I was thinking of you this morning when Matt unwrapped his Easter ham sandwich with those spicy pickles and Emo's cheese and deviled eggs, and we've got lemon meringue pie. And sorry you missed out, buddy.
Don't worry, Vogler. I got it covered for
He's
you.
He's got it taken
we
care of.
We got it taken care of.
great Easter weekend. We got a special guest on the phone. One of our own outdoor communicators, old school like myself. We've been around a little bit for a while. He's probably smiling right now as I say that. He's got a great book out. We've had him on the show here before. And it's Arthur Woody and the Legend of the Barefoot Ranger, Mr. Duncan Doby. And we're going to talk a little stories from inside that book this morning. Hey, Duncan, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Easter, my friend.
Same to you. I hope you have a great weekend.
I really appreciate that. Good to get you back on the show. Sorry about the miscommunication last week missing you, but we got you now.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here, and this is a special weekend, so I am very excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about Charlie Elliott and some of the stuff goes on in that book.
Well, the book was to start with Ranger Arthur Woody was just an old mountaineer who sort of by luck went to work for the Forest Service when they started acquiring land, cut over timberland in the North Georgia Mountains back in the early 1900s, and he worked his way up to the position of forest ranger, and all his life he was an avid turkey hunter. That he loved turkeys more than anything in the world, and by the time he got old enough to hunt, the deer were all gone. They had been sort of exterminated from the mountains. But the turkeys were still fairly plentiful, so as he came into a position of power, he started protecting the turkeys in the area where he lived, in his ranger district. And a young forester who went to work for the Georgia Forestry Commission in the late 1920s, Charlie Elliott, who was fresh out of school and is eager and wanted to be an outdoorsman, he was stationed up there in that area, so he started working with Ranger Woody. And he had grown up kind of in central Georgia where there were no turkeys or deer. They had been gone for many years. So one of the first things he wanted to do was learn how to be a turkey hunter. And so one of the funny stories that he told in his autobiography in his later years, he asked Ranger Woody, he said, you know, where can I go kill a turkey? And Ranger Woody said, well, go down the road and turn left and go to this old mountaineer's cabin, and he'll point you in the right direction. There's always a bunch of gobblers down there. So he gets in his truck and he drives down there, and the old mountaineer sort of points him in the right direction, and he walks out, starts going down the mountain trail, and a big gobbler flushes right in front of him, and he shoots his first gobbler out of the air and goes and gets him and walks back to the cabin, and the old man says, boy, that was fast. And Charlie looks at him and he says, yeah, there's nothing to this turkey hunting. So that was his first turkey. And that was probably somewhere in the late 1920s when he was, in his early 20s. And he worked with Ranger Woody for many years until the ranger's death in 1946. And then Charlie served quite a few different areas in the outdoor field before he always wanted to be a writer, and he started writing stories when he was probably in his 20s, but he worked for the Georgia Forestry Commission. He worked for the U.S. Forest Service. He worked for the Parks Department. And then he became commissioner of the Game and Fish Commission in the 1940s. So that was he was kind of in a position of power at that time. And then later on, the first 40 years of his life, he was sort of a bureaucrat, but he was never, he was never your typical government bureaucrat. He did a lot of innovative things when he worked for the government. And then later in the 1940s, he went to work for Outdoor Life magazine, became the Southeastern field editor, and served for about 40 years with the magazine.
What a great story, Duncan. What a great story. Charlie Elliott, an icon in turkey hunting and riding.
He went on to become a very well-known turkey hunter. Yes. He wrote several books about turkey hunting in his later life. And he turkeys were his favorite game animal, too. Even though he hunted as a field editor with Outdoor Life, he hunted and fished all over the country. But everywhere he could, whenever he could, he would hunt turkeys. That was his favorite game animal.
I bet you he found out a little later it wasn't always that easy with those turkeys.
Well, he sure did. He found out the hard way. Yeah, he did.
Man, that's a great story. And I remember reading Charlie Elliott pieces. Always enjoyed those and look forward to seeing them. And what a great man and a great legend in magazine writing and turkey hunting.
Oh, yeah. He was one of the great outdoor writers. And he did a number of pieces in Outdoor Life magazine all over. And one of the interesting things, he became very good friends with Robert Woodruff in later life, who Mr. Woodruff was chairman of the Coca-Cola Company. And he had purchased a large tract of land down in southwest Georgia during the Depression, probably early 1930s. Mm-hmm. And it sort of made it into a quail plantation, hunting plantation, and they hunted turkeys and quail down there every season. So Charlie hunted down there with Mr. Woodruff. They would open the quail season every year for, I think, 40 years.
My.
And he hunted turkeys down there quite a bit, and that was a big thing for them to be able to go down there and turkey hunt, because that was before stocking, and there were many places in our state, like many states, where there were no turkeys.
Good stuff, Duncan. You got another quick story? I got about 3 minutes.
Well, just Charlie was an amazing man. A lot of people know about his writing career as far as being a Southeastern field editor for Outdoor Life, but before that, he did so many innovative things for wildlife. He started a junior ranger program in Georgia when he became a commissioner of the Game and Fish Commission, and he had thousands of young men that he kind of, sort of like a 4-H program, that he enrolled in his ranger program, and that was a very popular program in the 1940s and 1950s, and it still continues to this day.
That's awesome.
And he did so many things for wildlife during his long career, other than, being a great writer as well.
He must have been a self-taught writer. I mean,
he was. In fact, I found, as I was researching my book, I found one of his old scrapbooks that he saved everything. He was kind of a, he just put everything away, and he had all these old letters, these rejection letters from every magazine in the country that he had tried to sell stories to, and he had just pages after pages of rejection letters. So it was really tough for him to get into the business of writing.
That's great stuff. Wow. Hey, give our listeners information. How can they get your book?
Well, my book, Arthur Woody and the Legend of the Barefoot Ranger, it can be bought on Amazon, most of Barnes & Noble online, or it can be ordered directly from me. I can get an autographed copy from me. My phone number is 770-973-8049.
Okay, we have that number, too, and we'll get that posted for you. And you got a website or anything to go to, Duncan?
Say that again?
Do you have a website or anything to go to?
I don't have a website. I'm in the process of building one, but I do not have one at present time.
What did you think about in our old days of writing, all the magazine stuff that we did and the newspaper stuff, and then we got into this electronic age? It's a whole different world, isn't it, brother?
It really is. It really is. It was, when I was growing up, for instance, when I was a teenager and wanted to be a turkey hunter like Charlie, You know, all the stories I read about turkey hunting were coming out of Missouri. So I thought Missouri, the state of Missouri, was the turkey hunting capital of the world, in my opinion. Or
it is.
Yeah, and so I always, my dream was to one day go to Missouri and hunt turkeys.
Well, we need to get you down here and hunt with us, Duncan.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
That would be awesome. We need to get you in on one of our media hunts, okay?
That would be great. I'd love to do that.
It'd be fun. Us old guys got to stick together.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope the Easter Bunny leaves you lots of good stuff this weekend, buddy.
Well, you too. Yeah, I hope he's good too. I hope you get a chance to get out in the woods here too.
Well, I'm going to miss Missouri opener, and that's very rare for me. I've been hunting Missouri opener since 1962, and only missed it one other time. But this time, I'm going to Oklahoma for a media hunt. I'm going to be out there with a great friend in Mossberg, Linda Powell, and Melanie Swearingen from the Turkey Federation, Hillary Dyer from down in your neck of the woods, down there from Grandview Outdoors, and old David Draper.
Oh, great.
Going to have a great time.
That'll be a great hunt.
It'll be a great hunt out there in western Oklahoma. And Rut and Strut Outdoors Outfitter there, Tony Caggiano with World Slam Adventures. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah. Well, have a great. I'll be thinking about you.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I will, too, while I'm videotaping them big old turkeys coming in.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, happy Easter.
I want to see that video.
We'll get it to you. Have a happy Easter, a great weekend, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely.
Thrilled to be on your show again.
And really enjoyed the story. That's why I really want to get you back on so you could tell us about Charlie Elliott. What a great story. Thank you, friend.
Thank you, and have a great season, and I'll be in touch.
All right, brother. We'll see you. All right, boys and girls, we need to take a break. So, Matty G, if you wouldn't mind, take us to the other side, baby.